Pet owners are fully aware there is seemingly an endless number of dog food brands on store shelves.
I want more bits, more bits, more bits, my kibbles and bits, and bits, and bits.
That's just one of many that owners have to choose from. So which one actually is right for your dog, and which one will keep them the best health? Joining us live with some advice, our own Dr. Paws veterinarian Katie Nelson is with us. Dr. Paws, give us some advice here. Where do we go? And please tell us that we don't have to go through a lot of label reading here to try to figure out the best dog food.
Well, unfortunately, we all should be reading labels.
That's what I thought.
I hate to break it to you.
Okay.
We really should. First things first, if anybody's checked out my blog that I posted today on WTOP Living, you'll know that one of the things we need to be looking for is where this food was made. If it's got made in China on it, peeps, I really want you to start thinking twice about feeding that food. We've had some major recalls happen this week. But one of the things that I really want people to do is do their research before they walk into the pet store. Whenever you walk into these stores, there are aisles and aisles and aisles of food. There are prices all over the place, and you really need to know what you're walking in for before you go in and end up taking the advice of the 18-year-old kid that's stocking the
Oops.
Seem to have lost Dr. Nelson.
We will try to reestablish contact so that we continue our discussion with Dr. Paws about the healthiest dog food. Let's give her a minute to see if we can reestablish the line, and we'll come right back. 12:23.
Instead of going to work, would you rather enjoy your soft, comfy, warm bed and fluffy pillow? Does your alarm clock wake you up by beeping loudly? If so, you may have a case of the Mondays. Talk to your doctor about the Hilton Honors Any Weekend Anywhere sale. Saving up to 40% on a glorious weekend away might be right for you.
The Hilton Honors Any Weekend Anywhere sale may cause excessive travel. Visit HiltonWeekend.com and save up to 40% on all your weekend stays in 2013 at 10 great brands like Embassy Suites, Hampton, and Hilton Garden Inn. In many cases, some people smile on weekends till it hurts. For smiles lasting more than 4 hours, make sure you take plenty of photos. Book now for anniversaries, little getaways, or your friend's weekend wedding happening in October. If you are pregnant or think you may become pregnant, then you probably really, really need a good weekend away. Yippee, yee-haw, woot-woot, hot diggity. Saving your participating hotels like Homewood Suites, DoubleTree, or Hilton Hotels and Resorts may cause a sudden increase in heart rate and decrease in work-related emails. May cause drowsiness, so avoid operating heavy machinery, except maybe a golf cart, because that would make the weekend awesome. Terms and conditions apply. People who like saving money must book by January 31st at HiltonWeekend.com.
We've reestablished contact with Dr. Paws. Dr. Katie Nelson is back with us. So you were saying that as we search the aisles for dog food, we shouldn't rely on the store shelf stalker. We should really do our research.
Yeah, do your research first. I mean, talk with your veterinarian, because if your pet is having any chronic conditions, you know, loose stools, ear infections, allergy issues, things like this, this might be a situation where you really want to think about changing your food. Once you've figured out what your pet actually needs from their food, then you can talk with them about which type of proteins you're looking for, which type of carbs you're looking for, or maybe want to avoid, and they can really help you to narrow down those choices. And just remember a couple of tips. You know, one thing is that the most expensive food is not always the very best food, especially when it's for your particular pet. You've got to find the one that's made for your particular pet. Always take into consideration your pet's size, their age, their lifestyle, their weight, because all of those can come into play when you're choosing your food. Really do pay attention. Sorry, Mark, you want to read those labels. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to what they say on there. The very first ingredient is going to be the ingredient that has the highest percentage in that food. And once you've chosen your food, make sure you do the change slowly. You don't want to make an abrupt change, because you really can end up with some gastrointestinal upset when you do that. So take a period of about 10 to 14 days to slowly make that switch.
We do such a poor job in general trying to figure out what's on the label of the food we eat ourselves. How do we know what kinds of things to avoid on the labels? What are some warning signs?
Well, my little, you know, trick is that if you see that the number one ingredient on the package is a meat source, for a dog or a cat, that's going to be great, because they are carnivores and they do need to eat meat. But if you see in the top maybe five ingredients something that says gluten, and not that dogs are you know, can't have anything gluten, but if they're using a gluten, which is a vegetable protein, in the top five, maybe top six or seven ingredients, that means that that protein source source that they're using for the meat source may not be the highest of quality because they're having to supplement it.
Mm.
For cats, if you look and you see the word taurine listed in the ingredients, that also may mean that they're not using a high enough quality protein source because taurine should come from the protein source in the food. So those are a couple of little tips that you can use. But again, mm-hmm. I mean, it's such a difficult thing. They actually teach a full class on this in veterinary school, how to read a label. Mm. So you really want to take the advice of your veterinarian when it comes to that because they'll be able to help you narrow down those choices.
Very good. Dr. Paws, Dr. Katie Nelson, she's got a blog at WTOP.com in the living section. Check it out, and you've got more information on this.